This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Joao Ritter is a computer science major at UNC Chapel Hill, and he's also a budding musician under the name of Elev. Elev combines his musical ear with his technical skills to record, mix, and master his own album. The album is called The World and Its Mistress, and you can find it at elevemusic.org. He joins us now in the studio to play, and he's accompanied by violinist Lita Fink. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Tell us about Elev. First of all, what does that mean, and why did you choose that name?
Well, the name actually was almost the last piece to the puzzle. Everything was kind of recorded and ready to go, and I was looking for something to call the project. I didn't want to call it after myself because I wanted it to potentially grow and include others. And I had taken a couple years of French in high school, and that word has always stuck with me, not for meaning, but more just for how it sounds. And so looking for a name, I kind of went back to that and was like, hey, let's give it a try. It's different, a little hard to spell with all the accents, but
it means student.
It means student. I wouldn't read too much into that being the reason why I chose
it. It's the only vocabulary word you remembered.
Sure. Yeah, it's one that sounded the coolest to me. And I don't know much French, but it sounded really cool.
That's great. Well, and so tell us about the project. You said the project was almost done. What is the project?
Well, the project was originally was a series of guitar doodles that I had that I kind of put together and organized into proper songs. And so I went in and recorded these songs on guitar, and then listening back to it and like working through it, mixing, I decided I wanted more to the songs, and I kind of heard string parts and other synthetic parts in my head that I felt needed to be there. And so slowly and without much organization, I just kind of put it together and wrote the string parts. And it took a long time, but it was the summer before college, and so I spent my time with this and finally got it out to the public, which felt really good.
Okay, will you play something for us now?
Yeah, sure. This song is actually new, and it's called From the Seeds. Thank you.
That is Elev from the album The World and Its Mistress, live here on The State of Things. So you, this is actually a stripped-down version, the kind of acoustic version, but
yes,
you produce indeed. This with other elements, including synthesizer. Tell us about the process.
Yeah, so the process, basically I had all the guitar parts. The guitar laid the foundation for all the songs. And on a separate, after the guitar was recorded, I had this, like my imagination just kind of wanted to mix this acoustic element with something digital and synthetic, because I'm a computer person and I wanted to incorporate some of that element into the songs. And so I decided to write it out and then kind of form a synthetic vibe at the end to kind of join everything together, to like mold everything into the album that it is now. And it provides, and the result is a surreal, it's an album that puts you in a surreal environment, and it's very ambient and very cinematic.
Well, let's hear a clip from the album with all the synthetic elements included. That's Elev with a song called Awaken from the World and Its Mistress, live here on The State of Things. That actually was the recorded version with the elements. So when you add those elements, is it a kind of trial and error process? Are you doing it live, or did you hear those elements before you, you know, put it all together?
Well, I basically have the guitar track laid down and just on a loop, and then me on a keyboard trying out different sounds. Trial and error, like you said, just press record and take several takes and see what works. And it all gets fed through MIDI to the computer, where I can just hand switch the notes, adjust the length and what have you. And it, eventually, after a trial and error process, it comes together.
So what is it you're listening for? Because obviously the it coming together is something that has to be against some kind of template in your own mind, or no?
Well, I don't have a musical theory basis or background. I don't know much about it, so it was basically what sounds good mm-hmm. to me. And there was no outline of what sounds good. It was kind of like I heard things in my head that maybe I felt like should be there, and then I would try it and then adjust it until it sounded nice, in my opinion.
How long have you been interested in music?
I've been surrounded by music since I was little. Picked up a guitar probably 5 or 6 years ago. I've been interested. I love music. I listen to it a lot, and I've been interested for my whole life, but myself as a musician was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Have you ever been, were you interested in sort of classical composition? I mean, kind of how do these pieces or jazz pieces, how do they come together?
I'm very much interested in film scoring, and a lot of film scoring has an orchestral basis to it. And so I think that influenced my decision to include strings in the album. And as far as in that, the making of the album, made it I started to pursue playing a little bit of the cello afterwards because I wanted to kind of pursue the orchestral part further. And it comes mostly from this film scoring interest of mine.
What about the title, The World and Its Mistress? Where's that come from?
So the titles were, again, one of the last pieces of the puzzle, and I don't really have a meaningful way to get titles. So I just look in random books and find interesting phrases. And The World and Its Mistress is actually from about midway through The Great Gatsby, just a little quote from somewhere in the middle of the book. Kind of taken out of context, it seems really, it's a cool phrase that I liked. And I think it really represented the mysterious vibe that the album puts out.
Well, not only is that how every album and every title comes together, it's actually how we produce this show. So, little known fact. Listen, I want to listen to another show. This is called The Density of the Fish. Let's listen. That's a little bit of The Density of the Fish from the album The World and Its Mistress. Lev is here, and that is Joao Ritter and Lita Fink, who are here. That's from the album. We're going to play live a little bit later on, too, to play us out. But I want to ask you a few more questions. So there's this, and I won't ask you where the title Density of the Fish came from.
Another book.
But on your website, it says this album should be listened to while walking without purpose. What do you mean?
That was a friend of mine who kind of described his emotions while listening to the album. I told them to write it down because I think it'd be great to have a little quote on the website. And I kind of had the same experience while mixing and putting it together. I'm a student, and I would just walk home late from the library to my dorm in kind of this dark winter setting, and just listening to the mixes and what I needed to touch up on, I really got a sense of this surreal environment where, like, I was part of this environment, and I'm glad other people shared that same perspective.
Well, how much, because this kind of art, I think, really lends itself to this sort of question, which is how much of this is just for your own amusement, and how much do you have a listener in mind? The fact that a listener will find something in this that they find attractive and aesthetically pleasing or otherwise emotionally pleasing.
I didn't really have that in mind going into the project. I wanted to put together an album that sounded good to me because I was the artist, and I figured if it sounds good to me, it should sound good to other people. Maybe not everybody, but I think at the end of the day, it's not to please my ears, but I'm hoping what sounds good to me is also sounds good to other people, and so. It's kind of a mix of both.
It's tricky but not impossible to make this into a live performance. Is that something you aspire to, or are you thinking more about studio productions?
Yeah, it's very tricky. It requires a lot of talented people. The rhythms are challenging. I didn't really notice the challenging rhythms while writing, but it's been a lot of fun trying to piece together live shows. I've played with a couple of string musicians such as Lita, and they're very, very, very talented, and I've had a lot of fun doing it, but... I think my true interest is studio work and putting things together on the computer.
It can also be fun. You know, you can add video elements to this, and that could be a lot of fun and challenging.
Yeah, yeah.
Time-consuming.
I would love to put some of this music on a film of some sort. That'd be great.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the program. Joao Ritter is a UNC student and musical artist. Lev, Lita Fink is a violinist and also a UNC student. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Going to give you time to play us out, but first you can listen to Elev and download his album, elevemusic.org. Thank you for listening to our show. Stateofthings.org is our website, and our program is produced by Laura Lee. Nicole Campbell, Sean Wen, Megan Mataferi, and Phoebe Judge. Robin Copley is the technical director. Brent Wolf is our news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, 11.